the Imos. Slightly more difficult to identify than the Goths were the emo teenagers. They can be recognized by their tight jeans and t-shirts and their haircuts, which usually have a long fringe, often covering one or both eyes. Different hair colors are visible. Not the green that I had as a teenager, but some pink and blue hair to contrast with the black of the Goths. The name emo, Hannah tells me, comes from emotional hardcore, a type of music with heartfelt lyrics. New rave. We moved on to a shopping center where Hannah told me we'd see some new rave kits. They were difficult to miss. Looking like an explosion in a paint factory, these teenagers were wearing very bright colors, greens and pinks and yellows. And unlike the emos, their clothes are loose. Hannah told me that these kids listen to electronic dance music and go to raves, parties where they can dance all night. I like the way they bring a splash of color to a gray shopping center, but I'm not sure the music is really my kind of thing.